Yeah, boy. And we're live. In
And
three,
now we're live right now.
two, one,
We've been live.
three, two,
Two, one.
one.
What's going on, invaders?
Wait. It's a PewDiePie here. I
don't know. That's not how you do it.
You gotta pop out from like the edge of the room or something.
Yeah, now he pops out of like cab. Okay, this is Combos.
Yeah, welcome into Combos. We're a podcast and you're listening to it, huh?
Of some,
all the people listening.
Of some diverse mixed boys.
Yeah, and you know what we love about boys? Not much.
Cut it off!
Fuck it, we'll do it live!
Okay. Oh, we got something going here. So we're you know, we're not going to do an intro or describe ourselves because that's gay. But nothing's wrong with being gay. I love faggots, and we're going to jump right into the topics.
So does this still do 5 minutes at a time?
Yeah,
this seems like it.
Bet
this app's fucking trash.
But mine doesn't do that. Mine didn't do that. Mine didn't do that.
Well, let's keep it going. All right, This is the test run. We went to Walmart and we couldn't find mics.
We have 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. 3 minutes and 30.
I don't even think it's five because look, it's already halfway there.
Halfway there now, looking back
like,
and
who wants to listen to 3 minutes of people rambling?
It's kind of bullshit. Fuck this app, bro.
It kind of
fuck
is.
This app. Let's just use our platform to say fuck this app on this app.
Fuck this fuck app, this bro. App, bro. Fuck
Why
this
don't we
app.
Just record
this
it on
stupid ass app, bro?
Your app gay as fuck, bro.
Should we just end this?
No, bro, don't end it, bro.
We got 2 minutes left to cuss out this bullshit.
We got 1 minute, I think.
Fuck this app, bro.
This is some bullshit, bro.
8 months.
We'll do it live.
8 months.
All right. Go, just start something, bro.
If I'm going to bring up my topics, we need to have at least one.
No, just start it, and then if it ends, we'll start again.
Trash.
We're just going to fucking use it. I'm not going to fuck this app.
Fuck this app, bro.
Don't do it.
I'm
ending it until it's we complete it.
Until the duration is over. But then we're not using the app. I'm just going to record on my phone.
Trash.
Because it's essentially what it's doing, just allows us to...
That's it, bro. Voice memos. What is this?
Make it public.
What is this? Boat? Is that what this thing's called? Anchor? Anchor boat thing?
Yeah, it's Anchor.
Fuck this thing, bro. What Anchor?
Anchor 3 minute podcast.
What Anchor? You ain't shit.
It's about the attention span. You know, kids nowadays can't, like, watch stuff over 3 minutes.
That's true.
I have trouble. I'm like, 10 minutes, man, that's long. And then on my TV, 30 minutes, I'm like... Phew.
And we're live in three...
Two.
It's not it.
One.
And
guys.
No, it keeps going.
It keeps going. Let's see.
I told y'all. I knew it keeps going.
Let's see how long it goes.
All right, well, now here. Let's
No.
Fuck this app, bro.
Now we know.
It's good, bro. It's not going to be 6 minutes. All right,
this app's tight, bro.
This app's tight. All right. I knew it, bro. All right. Here's the thing. Bet.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Right.
No more memeing.
All right. We're good. Woo! All right. What you call? I call living. All right. Let's go. All right. Start it.
Okay.
Ask a question.
All right.
Hear this music. Go.
Bro, you don't stop. I'm gonna dump some water in your mouth.
All right. Go ahead. Wouldn't be the first time. So anyway.
Kev, what's your topics?
You go first, man. Actually, so, I got one.
Yeah.
Mine's
about Hollywood raping.
No,
shit.
Did you guys know the Undertaker was afraid of cucumbers?
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, no, he was just afraid of cucumbers.
Is that like a legit thing?
Good ass, bro.
Have you ever seen
afraid of things that like were like phallic shaped?
Nah.
Larger than
just the cucumber.
Did you got a cucumber up the butt or something?
Yeah,
one time. Like, somebody did something to that man.
Yeah.
If that's why his phobia is cucumbers.
This man's ex-wife.
A very hard vascular cucumber. Yeah. Man's scared.
Dude, no, yeah. Undertaker. Big boy. Taken out by a cucumber.
Have you guys, I think it was like on the Oprah Winfrey show. She used to have people come in with like weird fears. And I have like a specific memory. Of being like a kid and these people were afraid of balloons.
Yes.
And they're all on the couch and they have these like a bunch of balloons and they're all like at the corner of the couch like just quivering. They're terrified of it.
That's a setup.
Bro, yeah, that's
they
the thing about
paid those
yeah,
people.
That's the thing about Oprah and Dr. Phil though. Like they just humiliate these people
yeah,
on screen
yeah, yeah,
for money.
It,
yeah.
That's how we got
and then
fucking
they pay them and fly them out
yeah.
there or whatever.
That's how we got how about that? What's
about,
her name? Batty?
Bad baby. Bad Barbie or bad baby?
Oh, I think it's bad baby.
I think it's bad
but
baby.
But it's bad, like B-H-A-D-I-E, yeah. Or like B-H-A-D.
You know what? We got to be honest with ourselves, though. She got a couple bangers, okay? And maybe...
She got that one with Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
That's like, she got one with Lil Yachty?
Only when I'm, like, drunk, I'll listen to it.
Well, when you're fucked up, that's really you, so...
Did you know some people have a phobia to mustard?
Really?
Like, did you guys ever watch, was it Viva La Bam?
No. I know of it, though.
Well, he had this one friend, he had, like, this, like, really long curly hair, and he had, like, fucking hates mustard. Like, has, like, a terrible phobia, and Bam would, like, get a thing of it and just squirt it all over him, and he would go nuts.
That's weird.
He would freak the fuck out, because he would just... hated mustard. Like, he was, like, scared of mustard.
Like honey mustard only?
Oh, just that, like, straight yellow shit that I mean.
But who likes mustard, though? Like, what do you use mustard for?
I like mustard on a hot dog.
Pretzels? Are there pretzels with mustard?
I've never had a pretzel with mustard.
That seems weird. Speaking of pretzels, you might have to get a little pretzels and queso.
From where?
Global.
I'm down for Global.
If you pay for me, I'll go.
Do I have to get you one?
No, I
just can't get my own.
What was that place where we saw the pretzel for like $7?
Oh, that's Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's what
it's like,
was.
$9 bucks for a pretzel.
Before you go pretzels, let's go to that fucking pretzel factory up the street.
You're in a pretzel factory up the street?
Yeah.
Shout out Manchester, Missouri.
It's like right past Aldi.
It's in the
same plaza as China and Bombay.
Yeah. Oh, they could grab some China and Bombay.
And anyway, it's like Philly pretzels or something.
No, I've seen it. I know what you're talking about.
I've been seeing it for a while, and I'm like, I wonder how that place does.
It's beside the Toyota.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah, so right now what we're describing is...
Manchester, Missouri.
Yeah.
Best city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Tekashi, try coming here. Fucking won't.
Come here with that Treyway shit, bro. That Treyway shit, bro.
Fucking, what's his name's been, like, looking C-way, for him?
Boy.
Chief Keef has been, like, flying around trying to find Tekashi 69. Yeah.
No, here's... 69, I apologize. That's something right there, though. So, Tekashi, like, we know, he came out and he said, you know, how much is a feature? You know, he's a big fan of Chief Keef. He was singing to Sosa. Let's go ahead and be a little more...
Well, we can blame Akon for that one. He's a little jealous that he's not... Kevin, you got one right there, Taz. Take the Pieces one, dude. They're good. We literally get Reese's Pieces inside of a Reese's.
Live reaction.
Live reaction.
Unboxing
going on right now.
We got a nice packaging. Reese's. You can tell they really cared.
Dude, okay. That's going to be all in that.
You said what?
That fucking noise.
That's what the people want to hear, bro.
It is. How is it, bro? First bite, what you think?
It's the same thing.
Same thing? Nothing else in
it's
there?
It's got a little crunch to it. And it's got like the hard shell candy like taste a little bit.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To everyone listening, what's up?
Okay, but
yeah.
Okay, here I got
one. One of your topics.
This one's actually I had a Harvey Weinstein one, but fuck, I'm tired of hearing about Harvey Weinstein.
Okay, he pled not guilty.
That was my thing that he pled not guilty, which I was like, dude, you're fucked.
How do you plead not guilty?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there isn't like
there's no recording.
You know, there's dozens of claims.
Yeah.
Enough to where it's like, dude, you did it. But at the same time,
he has
like,
enough money to where nothing's going to happen to him.
I don't think. I think he
has enough money to where he's been allowed on like an expansive amount of travel.
They like, cuffed him and then he got out on like $1 million bail or something.
And he can go anywhere in the state of Connecticut, I think, or is the state of New York
something,
or anything.
But I mean,
and he just has to let the judge know when he travels.
For how public the case is, I mean, do you think there's going to be a jury that's going to be like, oh, this dude didn't fucking do it?
You know, that's really difficult because when they did that, this is similar to the Martin Shkreli case. When they did his case, they had to go through something like 400 jurors because everyone would just be straight up, just be like, this guy's an asshole.
Because like everyone knew that motherfucker, dude.
So it's real difficult.
He was very public about what he did.
I wonder if like powerful people, like rich, powerful businessmen and shit, care about this as well, or is it just like people like us who are like, yo, fuck Harvey Weinstein?
Maybe
I feel like if those people don't care, nothing will happen to him.
I don't know. I mean, look at the Cosby case recently.
Mm-hmm.
Someone as prominent as Cosby fucking went down.
But the thing is he in jail? No.
Yeah, no.
And look how long it's gone. And when did this first come out? Like, what, 2016?
I want to say too,
so it's been a while, you know?
I mean, it's still going on.
The only thing that makes you mad about that is, like, how people will do things that are minor compared to these things, and just because they're not rich, they'll go to, you know, the worst jails in the world, and things will just get worse on from there.
So wait, what happened to Cosby? Like, where is he at now, currently? Is he not, like...
He also pled not guilty.
Yeah.
And no, he's out on bail.
Is he? Oh, shit. I was totally wrong. I thought they fucking got that dude. Because there was that whole thing where, like, a couple of his accusers had been, like, you know, were standing at the podium crying about
how I saw that.
How great it was that he would, like, was what proved guilty? Was he not? To an extent? Or, like, certain case? Like,
he was. Well, there's. I think the stage that was at was the. He was charged with.
Okay. But yeah, I hope Weinstein goes down.
Yeah.
You know, ideally that dude's been doing this for decades.
And that, I think that kind of leads into something, like, he's pictured with both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Speaking of the Clintons, Bill Clinton the other day was asked if he regrets anything of his experience and his time in the Monica Lewinsky trial, given the new era we're in with Me Too, and he said, no, I've already paid for that. You know, like, you know, he resigned, and apparently he left the White House, like, $16 million in debt, which...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is crazy. But, I thought that was just it.
Yeah, but his was... He didn't, like, rape Monica Lewinsky.
No, he didn't.
It was just the sex scandal.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
And what's wrong with, like, cheating? I mean, not, like...
Well, I mean, the thing is, like,
it's wrong morally, but, like, professionally...
For sure. Like, does that really, like, should have affected him as much as it really did?
Yeah. That's a good question. And here's the thing. Like, it's like, why, like, hasn't Donald Trump, what's he got, like, 7 wives? And he cheated with the porn star or something, right? So it's like.
Did you read that shit about him, like, saying that he's allowed to not pardon himself, or, like, pardon himself?
Yeah, he's allowed to pardon himself, which is,
I mean, like, jack off.
What does that mean?
What is pardon yourself? I was playing.
You mean, like, if he was charged with a crime, he could pardon himself if found guilty.
Which is...
Like what?
Exactly, it's just interesting because, we've never had a criminal investigation against the president, right? The closest we had, Nixon resigned,
Watergate,
right?
Yeah, Watergate.
He resigned before that happened, and Bill Clinton, same thing, right? So, well, I mean, of course, what could you do criminally against Bill Clinton, right? But... We've never had that happen, so it's not entirely clear. But I think the legal precedent should be a person cannot decide his own case, you know?
Definitely.
100%. Yeah. Even if you are, quote-unquote, the most powerful man in the world.
So,
you know, like, you loosely say that.
And what would the counter be? Like, no, the President of the United States should be impervious to any anything.
No.
You know, he should be able to kill somebody and pardon
himself. Just kill someone and, yeah.
That's another crazy, like, how was Trump, I don't know, man, it's like, going back to the whole Clinton thing about, like, cheating, like...
Would you bone
like Trump,
Hillary Clinton?
Young Hillary Clinton, yeah.
Yeah.
She's not bad looking.
How about this?
Like,
yeah.
Ever?
She,
really?
Yeah, she was decent. She was like a decent 7 point, like, I mean, Young Hillary Clinton's pretty good, like...
This age, though, would you have sex with her
absolutely.
For money?
Oh,
for the clout.
For the clout, yes, for the clout, bro. Yeah, exactly, clout. And like, just be,
fuck
just be
money.
Like,
just
she divorces Bill Clinton. Yeah. You're Hillary Clinton's husband, bro.
Boom.
I mean, it's like you could give me a sum of money.
And what if she's like freaky? She's into that, like,
sex?
She's
like,
into that polyamorous sort of
dude,
stuff.
She can get me a fucking Audi or something.
Yeah,
all day, bro.
You could jack off in the Audi. You know what I mean?
Did you guys see that H3 video about that guy who's in love with his car?
Nah, I don't watch that dude no more.
No,
and
I
he told,
know.
Like, there's a part...
I think I've seen that, though.
Where he, like,
he
brings his dad...
Car.
Yo, yeah, dude. He, like, has his dad over, and he tells him that he's intimate with the car. H3 is a really good, like, thing where he's, like talking for the dad. He's like, you're telling me the car that you've driven me around and you've jacked off on every inch of? I was like, maybe not every inch, but that's a good point, because he's definitely came in that car and many
exhaust pipe,
I guess, orifices
something.
Of the car. But, man, it is quite...
But that's just uncomfortable. Why fuck a door handle, bro?
Just
get a fleshlight, man.
Well, I'd stick the fleshlight in the muffler and then
like,
go to
you
ham.
You, like, turn the headlights on and off while you're fucking the car. Yeah.
Just make it honk.
Oh man, I was watching that. And that was like kind of. Oh, please tell me you guys saw it today. This is like one of the cringiest things I've seen.
Watch cringe, bro.
It was this news anchor, and there's like the
it at a bouncy house thing?
Yeah, it was like the marathon. Yeah. He's like,
someone
inflation.
Kind of,
He's like, is it good or is it not good?
And then no one could.
Wait, what?
It was just the worst thing because he was trying to do crowd involvement.
Wait, is he trying to make a pun? Like,
yeah, inflation? It was
initially, and the other anchor's like, depending on your definition of inflation.
Yeah.
He's like, can you repeat the question again? And then the crowd involvement's where it really gets real bad.
Because he was trying to make, like, usually, like, so what kind of fun are we having here? And the first of all, it's like, what kind of fun?
Yeah.
And so they were like,
it's like three people, what kind of fun they're having?
All kinds.
Oh no!
All kinds of fun.
Yeah, and then some girl was like, "Can you repeat the question?" And
he was like, she was like, "I don't remember the question."
Yeah, that was like, and it's like, why are you saying that? Just say something. Man.
Yeah, it's like 3 minutes. Bad. I watched it when I woke up this morning, and it was real tough to get through.
Oof, no,
because it was the subreddit people die inside. It was so fucking good.
All right, but I got another topic.
All right.
What would be, like, a good childhood activity that would be, like, socially acceptable now? You would like it to be socially acceptable now, something you did back when you were a kid. But if you do it now...
It's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating, for sure.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Dressing up. Especially dressing up.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that wouldn't be socially acceptable for us?
Yeah. No. No one
that we did as a kid?
No. So something you did as a kid that was, like, a really cool childhood activity, but, you know, now if you do it, it's not socially acceptable.
Like, we totally couldn't do that now.
It's socially acceptable.
But, as if we did it as adults? Or
Yeah.
Trick-or-treating's a good one.
That is a good one. I couldn't think of one, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Water gun fights. I don't know if that's still
going door to door selling Girl Scout cookies. If you're a girl,
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if there's a hot ass girl that came up to my door and was like, "You want to buy some Girl Scout cookies?" I'd be
that's way more like a porn intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to tag along or something?
Is there any like cream filled ones? I just thought of the worst image of just like Dakota just chopping on something, someone just the top of someone's head in the bottom of the screen going back and forth.
You gotta put the thin mints in the freezer before.
I hear that's great. I've never done it.
But really?
I've actually had one out of the fridge. Yeah, it's good.
Super good.
Freezer. Yeah, it's really tasty. Here, I got one.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen The Last Jedi?
No.
I fell asleep on it.
Regardless, you guys know the Asian character. Like, Finn, like, has this side story with this...
Apparently. Yeah,
with this girl. She's, like, a pilot. Her sister dies or whatever. So, she recently deleted everything off of her Instagram because since the movie's debuted, she's been getting a ton of racist comments.
Hate, yeah.
Like, people are calling her retarded. They're calling her autistic, stupid. They even went as far as to hack into her Instagram... Change her name to Ching Chong Wing Tong.
Bro, what?
She has been getting so much hate for that role.
Dude, and just kept that name.
No, I mean, maybe,
against them.
Bro, nerds are all, like, racist now. It's not cool anymore. Nerds used to be, decent.
Dude, I fucking hate her in that movie. Really? I hate that fucking character in general. Yeah. But... She didn't write this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
Dead. If anybody, you need to go to Rian Johnson and be like, fuck you for putting this character in this movie.
They wouldn't do that. Rian Johnson white, man.
But it's just.
Didn't they make Kylo Ren, delete her Instagram for a second, too?
That's wild, though.
Not Kylo. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy that she's been getting that since the debut of that movie? People have been, just commenting constantly, just racist ass shit to her. And it's like,
who do you think?
Dude, who wouldn't jump on the opportunity to be in a fucking Star Wars movie?
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. Honestly, maybe not now because it's like the fan base is so,
I'm thinking, who's so the fan brutal. Base demographic of Star Wars now? I feel like it's just like angry white kids.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think about that, but it's like angry, 34 year olds now.
For, people in their 50s.
Don't really give a fuck about Star Wars.
And they're older now. That's why they're all they're all libertarians, too.
But yeah, no, that was just something that rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, I like Star Wars, but never what I would be like.
Yeah, yeah. No.
They didn't even do that for Jar Jar.
Well, no, they did it with fucking the little kid.
Yeah,
he ended up developing schizophrenia because of it, because he was just constantly berated by people for being a part of the Phantom Menace.
That's fucked up.
Fucked his life up for just that one role.
Dude, people suck. Do something with your own life. Why would you...
It's a fucking movie, man.
Take that much time out of your day. Damn,
it's George Lucas's fault that that movie sucked. It's Ryan Johnson's fault that that movie sucked, slash Disney. Like,
wild.
But the actors, man, fuck them for saying that, you know.
It must have been some, like, young crowd, too, to hack in. I can't imagine, like, old people hacking in.
I can imagine some, like, closeted nerd doing some shit like that, for sure. Like, that kid nobody talked to at the table, but he always wore, like, Boo Death Radley. Star.
Oh, Boo man. Oh, this man's on the computer right now. Oh. She ruined Star Wars.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's trash.
But.
You want to go with your last topic?
The state defied the FCC's repeal of net neutrality.
Which state?
I don't know. It said states.
Which one?
I don't know anything about the net neutrality, honestly.
Interestingly, you can... obviously, national laws supersede things you do at the gubernatorial? Gubernational level. The gubernatorial. Gubernatorial level. Obviously, national laws supersede those, but you can, as a state, require your internet service providers to provide that sort of platform, right? Like, you can write it in so that, like, if you're going to provide internet in this state, you have to have a, you know, balanced internet.
So, oh, yeah, I know certain states were doing that.
When they initially had the FCC won
in the vote.
Yeah, and that's going to come down to a series of lawsuits. And here's the thing about that sort of stuff. I would like to know what the benefit is to people who are conservative, right? And they don't own Verizon. What is the benefit to you for there to be
unlimited internet?
For there not to be net neutrality anymore. What's the benefit to you? Because to me, it just sounds like you're parroting lines you've heard from, you know, other conservatives you like, and you don't have any independent thought of your own.
Yeah,
so is there any...
Do you think the conservatives were lobbied or whatever to do this, and then people just want to follow
them? They hear that?
Yes!
Well, I think another issue is people just don't really know what net neutrality is.
Like me, I don't know what the fuck net neutrality is, it just didn't
get media coverage, because I feel like a lot of those companies are kind of, you know...
That's true. I mean,
like we're going to make a sum of money off of this, because people are going to be paying more...
That's true.
You know, for our...
A lot of them are under the same umbrella. Like, Time Warner owns, I think, both Comcast and CNN. Or both AT&T and CNN.
Something like that.
So they are under the same umbrella.
They would reap the profits of that. I mean, do you not know, in general, what...
Europe already have net neutrality in place and shit like that?
Well, they don't have it. So places like Portugal don't have it in place, so they have packaged internet. Yeah. So if you want... You're right, so you've seen stuff like that.
Yeah, so you pay $15 a month to have ESPN and this and that and that.
Yeah, but not
your news stations, you're going to pay an extra $15 to have that. Like,
interesting.
So and yeah, channels are going to be packaged together
in deals. The most important part about net neutrality is about not being able to throttle speeds. That's the most important part.
Yeah, that's the fucked up one.
Because they'll slow down websites that they don't like.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, that's a freedom of speech issue, which, interestingly, Jordan Peterson hasn't said anything about.
JP, where you at? We want combos number two. We want you.
Call in, JP, Skype call.
I don't think I've brought up Jordan Peterson since you've been back.
You have just in passing in jokes. We said JP
back,
jokes.
Baby. 8 months, JP, dude.
I'm not going to be here very much. But anyway. Oh, man, I didn't get combos. Speaking of combos, my sponsor is I think this is going to be the pretzel and cheddar combos. That's the kind we're going with today. That's our sponsor. And hey, combos, Buffalo if you want to sponsor us, go ahead, Kevin.
Buffalo ones are the best.
Buffalo ones are the best?
I've never had the
I've only had the cracker and cheese and the pretzel and cheese.
Well, I've had the pizza ones.
The pizza ones are the staple for me.
We are called combos.
So we should try every combo.
No, I have a question.
Huh.
Why are we called combos?
No, what are some of the best combos?
Marvel versus Capcom 3. Okay. Slayer Death 56 versus... Penis Wart 25.
What?
What? Oh, I got one. Jimmy Neutron's Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I was talking about combos in a video game, guys.
Did he just say penis slayer earlier?
I don't even know what the fuck I said. Can we take that out?
So,
joke didn't land.
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post.
Okay. So that's about combos.
Ronaldo and Champions League goals, huh?
That's true. Yeah. That's the best combo.
Best combos.
Messi and missing penalties in major finals. Messi and retiring from the national team and then getting back on because he's a cuck. Oh,
no
shoot.
Way. man. Wow. There's gotta be some good combos out there, man.
Wombo. Combo.
Oh, Hope Solo and getting her asshole leaked onto the internet.
Who's Hope Solo?
Women's soccer player goalie.
Is she hot?
Didn't she abuse her boyfriend?
Yeah, her boyfriend and her, like, step.
Wild.
Yeah, she, like, beat them up. Although, wouldn't she, would you mind getting beat up by her? Like, what if it was sexual? Like, what if she just kind of beat your dick?
No.
Just a rough hand job, pretty bro. Bad. Really?
Yeah, no.
All right. So you're not into, like, that BDSM stuff.
But, hey, Allison Mack, if you're out there, I'm trying to be part of your sex cult.
Smallville check?
Okay, Brandon, girl.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, is that case still going on with her, or has that been finalized?
I have no idea. I just think it's a meme.
Yeah. No, it is a meme. You know what else is a meme? What about, you guys seen Wild Wild Country? That Netflix documentary?
Wild Wild Country.
It's about a similar thing. It's about an Indian, like, spiritual and also sex cult that, like, makes its place in, like, Western America. And it's real weird. It's interesting to see. We'll update you guys on it because we'll know more about it and have interesting things to say about it.
Yeah.
So that's we're gonna wrap it up here.
We're going live in three.
No, we can banter off.
Yeah, a little bit.
About, like, certain things. Finished God of War yesterday.
Okay. Beautiful. Nice. Good for you.
It's a great game.
What's great about it?
Spoilers.
Well, go ahead and talk about it.
Spoilers. Atreus is Loki. So okay. That was a big thing because you don't really know what
needed a bigger spoiler warning before that, man. All the people listening, they just got
nobody's
spoiled.
Fucking listening to this.
They just got
that's
spoiled.
Let's be real.
they probably can't even understand us. We don't even know what we sound like right now.
They all got spoiled from it, bro.
But yeah, you don't know what god he is, but he could potentially be the god of mischief. But at the same time, within the story, they talk about how history has already been changed. So maybe eventually he was destined to be Loki, but since he's Kratos' son, he's Atreus. So regardless, I think he would have been born, but without... She would have had a kid regardless, and if it wasn't with Kratos, it would have been Loki.
Is there an Atreus in any mythology?
Well, he explains why he named him Atreus, and because Atreus was a Spartan. He talked about how Spartans are taken at birth, and they're taught to fight. Yeah. And Atreus was the only Spartan that, like, ever smiled. He was the only one that was ever in a good mood.
Interesting.
And, you know, till his last breath, he always, like, kind of brought morales up. And Kratos, like, took him from the battlefield when he died and buried him.
I feel like Kratos wouldn't give a shit about someone who, like, smiles all the time, though. Because Kratos is so mean.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, that might have been the one thing.
Boy,
he calls him son at the end of the game. That was pretty thing because he's like father and he's like son, and then you see him because there's a couple times in the game where he wants to like embrace Atreus, so you'll see him put his hand there, about to touch his back, and he always takes it back.
Ooh.
And at the end of it, it pans out and he's got his arm around him.
Ooh.
So there's certain things like that that are really cool where it's like they're finally like close. But Thor is going to be in the next game for sure. You guys beat that game. Go to the house.
Yeah, go to the house.
You take a nap, and then years will pass. Spoiler. Hereditary.
We got to see
Hereditary.
Oh no! Why?
What?
That movie?
Is that scary? That movie's scary as hell. That's freaky
that
as hell.
That trailer looks creepy.
No. You know what's so nasty? The little girl.
That's the one that always bothers you. You always talk about it.
She looks so... When I was leaving here yesterday, I just thought I was going to hear that. You know, she does that weird thing. She does some weird, like...
I hate that thing where she's, like, cutting the crow's head off. She's got those fucking scissors and trying to cut the
crow. That trailer is so, like...
It's so uneasy, man.
Bro, I would, like...
Like, the trailer freaks me out.
Like, if it was during the day, like, I kind of wanted to see her just so I can kill her. You know what I mean? Like, just take this big...
Slide tackle.
Bro, I feel like I could just kick her head clean. Anyway. Just slide it.
Yeah.
Break her knees and then...
But yeah, that movie
do a little
looks,
Harvey Weinstein action. But anyway,
that movie looks fucking terrifying.
It does,
like
it does.
Really unsettling, and like, I don't even really necessarily know what it's about. Like the family's essentially cursed from the grandmother, you know, and she lives some secret life.
I don't know what it's about in a good way. Like, I want to go in blind.
But do you guys want to see that shit?
Yeah.
That's
going to
be scarring. That's going to be scarring.
I love horror movies. They scare the fuck out of me.
I've never actually got scared off a horror movie, so this is going to be...
No. Well, like, what is it? We went and
really?
Saw...
I haven't watched
He hasn't seen, like, the
ones.
Really... Because we went to go see It, and then It was funny. It wasn't scary.
It wasn't scary.
Have you seen A Quiet Place?
Yeah.
A Quiet Place...
Did you like it?
It was scary.
A Quiet Place isn't necessarily scary, but it, like...
It has jump scares, in my opinion.
It, well, it's a different definition of jump scare.
Yeah, it's
like, I was never like scared.
Spoiler.
It was more of just like an oh fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like whenever they made a sound, I jumped, but it wasn't like because I was like necessarily
the only time,
scared.
Like I actually reacted physically was two parts. One, when she stepped. Spoiler.
Oh, I
when
the
she
nail.
Stepped on the nail, I like cringed. And two, spoiler, that's... when Jim Halpert dies, bro, there was almost a tear.
Oh,
it was almost a tear.
Oh! Emily Blunt, is that her name? She's pretty. She's good looking.
Yeah, she is.
I tap it. She's got a British accent, too.
She's, like, kind of thin, though.
She
she's
is.
Not very, not very shapely.
I don't care. If, as long as
she's
just
like, I always love you. My heart.
It sank, man. What's fucking Pam going to do now, man? Apparently, they're going to make more Quiet Places. It's kind of going to be, like, Cloverfield-esque.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, I don't know. I like the Cloverfield movies.
I thought the point was that they died because they shot the...
Yeah, but, I mean, there's also other people living. Like, you remember John Krasinski's up there and he lights that fire and then multiple fires light.
Well, I mean, I trust John Krasinski, but I don't know who's going to be doing the sequels.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he helmed it because it was kind of his, like, brainchild.
Yeah, it was.
But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, if it ends up... I mean, A Quiet Place is fucking great and it was an interesting thing. I mean... I don't know. It's kind of conflicting because like I would like more movies like that, but at the same time, I hate that like Hollywood has a tendency to franchise everything that's successful and just kind of like
sequels like make like three times more than the original.
Yeah, it just drives because everyone like who didn't see it in theater saw it at home, and then people who saw like collectively everyone's seen it now, so they're all gonna run to the box office. But it's like,
bro,
for example, Star Wars. I don't want a yearly Star Wars.
Yeah. No.
Like,
did you guys see The Rock, though? His Instagram video doing his new Hobbs?
His new
Hobbs
what?
Movie? The Fast and Furious
spinoff? No.
Oh, bro, I was at the gym, and I was like, yo, let me check Instagram, bro. I felt mad inspired, bro. look at this shit, dog. look at this man, bro.
I do those.
That's how many pounds? 405 pounds.
I don't do 405
Not including
pounds.
The bar. You actually do that workout, though?
Oh, dude.
Just thrust?
Dude, it kills. It hurts so bad. It's so good for your legs.
Interesting.
But yeah, weighted hip thrusts. I do about 80 pounds.
Where do you have space to do that in the gym?
You just go at the times that I go. Nobody, dude, there's nobody today.
What times you go?
Great. I went at like 12 today. I've been up since 9.
Wait, you went to the gym at 12?
Yeah.
I went to the gym at 12.
Or no, 1.
Oh,
nine.
Okay.
I've been up since like 9:30. I woke up...
7:30 every day.
I like woke up in a friend's gym like, fuck, I'm going to be late for work. Fuck.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, wait. For one thing, if I did have work today, which I like was scheduled for, it was at 4:30. So I woke up frantic. I was like, fuck, dude, I should have already brushed my teeth and been out the door. It was like 9:37, I think.
Yeah.
And then I just like collected myself, and I was like, "Wait, no, you don't work."
Yo, you know what we can do for food though?
What?
Fuzzy's Tacos have $1.50 tacos all day.
Are tacos good though, or nachos good?
They have nachos,
but the tacos are $1.50.
You just
the tacos are good. I mean, they're basic tacos, but
they're $1.50.
The shredded chicken. I always like, even if they are $1.50, I still always go with the fucking California Heat, which is. That isn't now. I'm salivating thinking about it. But
good.
That tempura shrimp,
and,
man.
And you can go happy hour, bro, and get the cheap margs.
Ooh, I've actually never had a margarita from there.
Let's do it.
I'd be down, but Rowan, are you
Spoiler
down?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Also, hashtag Mission Tacos better than Fuzzy's Tacos. If you can't tell my bias, I work there. Come see me.
Yeah, to everybody listening out there.
Wait, what'd you guys say? Mission Taco.
And we're live in 3, 2. How do you stop it?
You want to stop it? We're still going, dude. We're
vibing.
Are we?
Are we?